بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من أنفق الزوجين في سبيل الله نودي من أبواب الجنة يا عبد الله هذا خير فمن كان من أهل الصلاة دعي من باب الصلاة ومن كان من أهل الجهاد دعي من باب الجهاد ومن كان من أهل الصيام دعي من باب الريان ومن كان من أهل الصدقة دعي من باب الصدقة قال أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه بأبي أنت وأمي يا رسول الله ما على من دعي من تلك الأبواب من ضرورة فهل يدعى أحد من تلك الأبواب كلها فقال نعم وأرجو أن تكون منهم متفق عليه حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه رئيس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said One who spends a pair in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a pair here refers to, for example, two horses he gives in the path of Allah, or two slaves, or two camels, whatever item it may be, but it is given in pairs. So he gives two of any item. So whoever spends a pair in the path of Allah, he will be called from all the doors of paradise, O servant of Allah, this door is much better for you. In other words, each door will call him to enter through that particular door. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الصَّلَاةِ دُعِيَ مِنْ بَابِ الصَّلَاةِ Rasul explained, one who was regular with his salah will be called from the door of salah. So when a person entering Jannah, that person who was a namazi, then he will be called from that particular door. وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجِهَادِ دُعِيَ مِنْ بَابِ الْجِهَادِ The person who was a mujahid, who strove in the path of Allah, he'll be called from the door of jihad. The one who was regular with fasting, he'll be called from the door of الرَّيَّان. And the person who was regular with sadaqah, he'll be called from the door of sadaqah. As Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu then asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed for you? Is there any need for a person to be called from all the doors of Jannah? In other words, one particular door is sufficient for him. But will there be any person who be called from all these doors, that each door will beg him to enter through them? Rasulullah said, yes. And I have great hopes that will be that antakuna minhum, you will be from amongst them. So this is glad tidings for Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. And then of course he teaches us the various a'mal we do will enter through that door, specifically these doors that have been mentioned. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this particular hadith in this chapter because he is discussing Ramadan and fasting. So the one who enters, one who keeps a lot of roza, then he will be called from the bab of Rayyan. Rayyan means to be quenched, to be satiated. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept that the name of that door because the person was fasting, he was thirsty, and he sacrificed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he will be called from that particular door. وعن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن في الجنة بابا يقال له الريان يدخل منه الصائمون يوم القيامة لا يدخل منه أحد غيرهم يقال أين الصائمون فيقومون لا يدخل منه أحد غيرهم فإذا دخلوا أغلق فلم يدخل منه أحد متفق عليه سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said there is a door in paradise known as الريان الريان Those who fast will enter it, enter through that door into Jannah on the day of Qiyamah. And none besides them will enter that door. So only that's exclusive for those who kept roza in this dunya. It will be said, we are those who used to fast. They will stand up and none besides them will enter it. And once they have entered it, it will be locked and no one else will enter from that particular door. Allah Ta'ala make us from among those who keep roza and make us enter to the Bab al-Rayyan. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك